Can I talk during the teaser?
Apparently you can, because I started recording. Hello, Rockstar Podcast, episode 148. We talk about Mariano interrupting. We talk about emails, beepers, texting, and, well, movies. Oh, and Lorenzo gets in trouble somehow. And
Aggie's technological problems.
Okay, this is the intro that nobody talks on, and you've ruined this. So listen to episode 148. Mariano fucked it up. Hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Rockstar Podcast, episode 148. There's all kinds of crap going on here. Two things. Mariano now is very bougie.
Why am I bougie?
What's the other thing?
Well, the other thing I'm
getting to. Why is this new?
Because Mariano is now the talent.
I am not.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
He doesn't show up with anything. He just literally walks in with himself and he's like, I'm going to get a call.
Where's your manager?
He has no computer. He used to come with field notes.
I have them all on my phone.
He went eco-friendly.
Yeah, you just showed me and it says like one sentence on there. So,
these are things that I wrote last night and don't worry, I'm prepared.
I actually had three things. The other thing is, and I'm going to say hello to both of you, but the other thing is when I wear a New York Rangers shirt, I get a lot of comments back. Let's go Rangers. What's up, buddy, blah, blah. When I wear a Star Wars shirt, a specific one, which has Harrison Ford looking at himself, but Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones looking at Han Solo in Frozen, that shirt gets a lot of play. And now that I've gone to Disney, whenever I wear a Disney shirt, I get, oh, you've got it. And I'm like, one time, that's it. I don't want to talk about it. All right, you listen to the podcast. Mariano, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, Aggie, how are you?
I'm okay.
Multitasking? Hamster
in
the wheel?
Multitasking at the same time. I am having technology issues.
We're not going there yet. Hold on.
Okay.
Let it simmer for a second. You ever meet somebody? Here's my problem with movies. You ready?
Yeah. Okay. Tell me your problem.
You ever
with
meet
movies.
Somebody and Aggie, based on age change or differences, you might have different answers, but I've met people in my life. Sometimes I've known them for like 30 years and sometimes I've known them for 30 seconds. And then somehow a movie comes up, and they said they've never seen that. And automatically, I could become very judgmental, and they're almost dead to me.
My wife has done that to me before, multiple times.
I would never have married my wife had I known she never watched Seinfeld.
Okay, that's a little harsh.
That's
Karen,
pretty...
just pretend you didn't hear that.
She won't hear it. Don't worry, she doesn't listen to podcasts either.
Well, has she seen it since you've been married?
Yeah.
Seinfeld? No.
No. Oh, okay. This is not even a shareable thing for you.
No, it's not. It's amazing because, no. Like, I think it's the greatest show in the world of history, of everything. And, you know, I hear all the old school, All in the Family was best. No, All in the Family was great for people who are over 40. But for not, it's Seinfeld. And then Friends. But I won a Friends contest online once.
Oh, did you?
I know.
What did you win?
Nothing. Pride. Pride, Aggie.
Pride. Yes. So it was worth it.
Yes. Pivot.
Actually, pivot. Actually, their 25th anniversary is coming up. I just read this morning. Their 25th anniversary is coming up in September, which I can't believe it's been 25 years.
Yeah.
And TBS is doing some kind of blitz about it. So,
okay. Sorry. Anybody get the clap? No. Okay. So, this is the French clap. That was the FU clap.
Yeah, oh, no. I know.
Yes. I'm trying to think, and I know there are people who have said to me, and based on their age, they said this. So that's why it pissed me off that they never saw Star Wars. I'm trying to think of other movies like, I was trying to think of a couple. And that I've heard, and I'm like, it's not necessarily that they're like legendary movies like Titanic or Gladiator.
Uh-huh.
Was it you that never saw Gladiator?
No, I've seen Gladiator.
Somebody never saw Gladiator.
I haven't seen Gladiator.
But that's an...
right answer is this. That's a sexist thing that we're going to say. And it's okay because you're a chick. That's the honest answer.
I didn't say that wasn't what I was going to say. I was going to say it was an age thing.
There's no reason to be offended by it. It's just not a movie that if movies come out and you see, like, I never thought, well, let me put it this way. If you asked five guys and five girls if they saw Titanic at the time it came out, not now because it's legendary, right? Wouldn't you say that more often that the girls would see it more than the guys?
I saw Titanic in the theater too.
I saw Titanic in the theater as well, but I saw it with 12 girls. It was all my cousins. It was a fantastic movie. Ever.
Listen, the conversation is silly.
But I think ultimately, I think part of what drives whether you see a movie or not is how young you are when it comes out.
That's fair. It's generational.
And it's not only generational, but there are so many movies that have come out now that everybody has seen. Like, for example, I have not seen Endgame yet. I think I would thoroughly enjoy Endgame. But
Neither have I.
First of all, my wife. Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, I think it's one of those movies that I think I would thoroughly enjoy. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go, but I don't think my wife would go see it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, my kids are a little young. Mm-hmm. So Jay probably is around mm-hmm. that age where it would be good for him. But like, it's one of those movies that everybody has seen, and I have not. I've not seen Game of Thrones.
Forrest Gump was the movie that the person didn't see.
Oh, Forrest Gump was like a classic.
Yeah, but they didn't see it. Did you not see it?
I've seen it.
That's what I mean. But like, when they told me they didn't see it, I was like, wait, where? What? How did you miss that?
Yeah, but that's like, I'm saying that's like a bigger deal, because you can't really say like, oh, that's because you're this or you're from this time or whatever.
Oh, no, that's I agree. Just like that's what I mean. That crosses over to anybody basically under 50, right?
Yeah.
But like, I remember growing up, people, when I was younger, you haven't seen Gone with the Wind or anything? I'm like, no. I don't intend on seeing it.
Well, when we were growing up, the only one that was on all the time that if you hadn't seen, you must have been living in a hole was It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, because that was still on, right?
It's somebody bought the rights to it, and it's only on one time a year. Yes. Whereas back then, it was pretty much on every weekend.
Yes, okay. So you haven't seen Endgame, and I haven't.
I have not seen Endgame.
I know.
I'm very disappointed in myself.
Well, I have to tell you, the reason why I got into Avengers is actually not what you'd expect. I don't think that it's because I'm from a certain age range or whatever. It's because it's the Avengers is like a lot of different movies at once. So it's mm-hmm. a series. And it was the only thing that my husband and I could watch after years and years of not being able to watch things that were timely after having kids.
Right.
So we could literally catch up on the full series. Mm-hmm. So we got to the point where we're finally ready. And at the right time that Endgame came out, we were already there. Like we could go to that. We hadn't missed any of the series. It was time. So that's why we got into it.
And that's primarily the biggest reason I haven't gone to see Endgame, is because I haven't seen, like, I saw all of the Iron Man movies.
Well,
and I saw the first Avengers movies, a movie, and I saw a few of the other spinoffs.
Sure.
But like, there are so many in that library of movies to watch,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a big continuity guy, so I feel like I'm gonna miss something if I watch a movie out of sequence.
Sure.
I have no interest in watching it, I guess. Well, I think that's it.
Okay.
And I'm a comic
fair.
Book guy. I have thousands of comics, Marvel, all that stuff, but I don't know. I just haven't. I think the last comic book I watched, I saw Wonder Woman, and I saw the Spider-Man with
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. I'll tell you that. No. I haven't seen. I saw Iron Man bits and pieces.
You were so busy. You're so fancy. I didn't think I'd be into Avengers. I'm not necessarily like a comic book one way or the other. I enjoy them, but I'm not like.
What's
an
your
avid
go-to
reader.
Movie? Like, what's a couple movies that like if it's like for me?
Okay.
I will pick. I will tell you the sad. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I do love movies that are, and I hate the term "quote unquote" chick flicks, but I will also say that. My sense of humor is that of like a 13-year-old boy, so anything with a good joke that revolves around farts.
Like something about Mary type stuff?
Like
something about Mary type stuff?
100%.
Okay.
And it's like gotten to the point where my husband, like, you know, movies that, previews that come on for clearly teenage boys, he just looks at me and he's like, oh, you're going to love this one. Because he just
really?
Knows. Yeah.
So old school,
I just love
all that
to
stuff.
Laugh. Yeah, I love to laugh about
stupid
things.
Okay. All right. Probably why you're a Seinfeld fan.
Probably.
But you are not a Seinfeld fan.
I didn't watch all of them. No.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't.
So, how are you doing, Aggie?
I'm good. How are you, Lorenzo?
Good, doing well. So you have a technological...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I get it.
Am I recording?
We're...
nobody lost the last 20 minutes. It'll be fine.
So every now and then I'm reminded of the century that we're in when technology breaks and it's no longer working and how much that stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last few days, apparently my phone hasn't been working. Now I've been unaware of this because I connect to Wi-Fi when I'm in my office. But as soon as I leave my office, I have no service on my phone. So people have been calling me. It's been going straight to voicemail, which can be difficult when you are the head of marketing for a company.
Yeah.
So I realized that when I actually was in the car. And I haven't been able to go get it fixed because I've been so busy. So I have a broken phone.
Oh, no.
And then today I have a smartwatch because, you know, that's who I am and I like to be super connected. But my smartwatch is now not being smart. It's not connecting. So I have, like, no way to connect with everyone and it's stressing me out. And mainly because of kids. Like, I have kids at camp and we have a fantastic nanny who I love who's so great at communicating with me what's going on. But, like, if something happens, they have to contact my husband, not me.
Pete,
I know. And he totally would step up, but he's usually, from a proximity standpoint, he's usually in New York City, and our kids are, you know, in the mm-hmm. greater New York City area, which is where I am. So I'm stressing to not have technology, and then I'm thinking about, well, what did other people do
are you
before
getting,
this?
Well, so she's asking us.
right.
Here's what we used to do. We used to stop at a payphone and respond to our beepers.
That's what I need, a beeper. I want
that
a beeper.
Is so true.
Oh, I want a beeper. God. It's reliable. This is not reliable. I'm angry.
Are you getting text messages?
No, I'm getting text messages, yes.
Okay.
Because I have through Wi-Fi or something, and I have Wi-Fi enabled phone calling. It's just not working. It's driving me crazy.
Okay, so this is clearly the problem of the future, coping with.
Yes.
Well, but also, I mean, yeah, I think there's something in retrograde or whatever. I'm usually like a quasi believer of that stuff, but I will say that when it comes to making things work, I usually touch it and it breaks. So it could just be me.
Oh my God! I've not heard of that before, and
it has happened to somebody, and I'm trying to think if it was me or Karen, where it was going right to it was Karen. It was going right to voicemail. She ended up in her settings having somebody
cellular data off.
No, it was not accepting any phone calls.
That's what's going on. So I need to take a trip. Yeah, everything's been the thing that's crazy. So I have a friend that's a very, very smart head of IT and understands all the technical. And he looked at my phone and literally pulled the SIM card. I was doing all these things. And he's like, yeah, this thing's like dead.
What do you have, an iPhone?
An iPhone like old. I think I have like a 6. So that might could be.
Old. And you're calling me up and I watch Endgame?
I know. Oh my God. You're in like 2009. But here's the thing. It's like, I obviously love technology. I work for a software company.
Clearly you don't if you have an iPhone 6.
But I'm also, hey, I'm on a budget. I'm a mom on a budget. You know, like that phone was paid off. I don't want to have to buy another one.
Yeah.
I'd rather, you know, spend that on like doing something fun with my kids. Yeah.
Okay.
I am
actually. Frugal people never say they're cheap. But cheap people will try to tell you they're frugal.
Yeah. My husband would call me cheap. But I
no, but I get
frugal.
It.
Yeah, so it's like that. And I have my watch, so I'm like, okay, but then that's not working. So, you know, it could just be me. My husband thinks like we're going to find out in the future that like I have some sort of a weird like over, I don't know, too much of some vitamin. And they're going to find out that is counteracts with something crazy with technology and phones. Because he's like, I don't know how you touch that thing and it just breaks. Because this isn't the first time my phone has decided to just peace out.
Okay, but it's just with the phone, or is it in general life, like when you walk into things?
It's a lot of things, yeah. Okay. Yeah, like we were in the car, and it could just be coincidental.
I'll just call it
coincidental. But we're in the car, and we have, like, you know, the smart map up on we have a car that has, what is that called?
GPS? CarPlay. The dash? GPS.
CarPlay, yeah, within the dash. Hey. Yeah. and
starting to see why this is a problem.
See, and we had to drive to an event, and I put in the address, and it's going, and then it just kept shutting off. And then turning back on and shutting off and then turning back on. And he just looked at me and was like, this is your fault. This was not doing this before.
If I didn't run a business, I would have a flip phone. I really believe I would. I don't use my phone nearly as much. Like, look at all the apps, and I have four.
Well, now with a watch, I almost feel like I don't necessarily need my phone as long as I have service, right? Mm-hmm. I tend to answer most of my emails and do most of my social activity on a tablet or my computer. Mm-hmm. The phone is starting to almost get phased out in my life, which is interesting for me because, you know, I think from a business standpoint, it's, you know, it's important. But my day-to-day personal life, nope.
You'll see how important that phone is when those kids or 9 and 10?
Oh, it's a it's for children, yeah.
Right, but I'm saying you're not going to want to hear texting from them. You're going to want to hear their voice, and you want to hear their tone and how they say things. So you might come back to...
I'm not against it. I actually do use it all the time because it's convenient. But with my watch, I feel like it's almost like duplicative. So at least for the phone call.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I should jump on the watch bandwagon. I don't know. You both got it, right?
Yeah, I do. I've actually had mine for a couple of years now. And this is only Series 2.
What was the reason that you got yours?
That I got my watch?
Yeah.
It was a birthday gift.
Okay.
So, and actually, once I started wearing it, I mean, first of all, the activity piece is great for keeping track of my walks and how many calories I'm burning per day. And now the competitions are great. But also, like, it's great when I get a text message and I don't have to pull out my phone to actually see who's texting me. I could just take a quick look, see who has sent me the message. And then if I feel like I need to respond, I can do it from my watch, but I find it's much faster if I pull out my phone. But if but sometimes like I'm in the house and I'm downstairs with the kids and my phone is upstairs, I just use the natural writing to respond to texts. Mm-hmm. Those are the two big reasons why I like my watch.
So just like third world problems that I hear.
Big time.
Yeah, I know.
You'd like texting on there or you're doing voice?
I will do voice, a mixture of voice and writing. Depends on what the noise background level is.
You know, that's a good point, because I think for professional purposes, I always do prefer to do writing on my phone and whatnot. But when it's like personal, it's so much easier. I literally just converse with my nanny all day long through my watch, saying like via text, voice recognition, and saying like, you know, meet me here. Yeah. Thanks so much for the update.
Are they going to put FaceTime on there?
They did have FaceTime, and they actually did even have a walkie-talkie feature, so you could connect with other people.
Right.
But they turned it off because of that FaceTime bug that they found.
Right, which was recently, right?
Which was recently. So I'm sure they're going to re-enable it at some point until they figure out
what's going on. Because when that becomes FaceTime, I'll go completely all in on that, because that'll be like Get Smart 007 crap. Like,
oh, yeah.
But for right now...
It doesn't have a camera right now. That's the only thing.
No, it doesn't.
But I do think that... I think I read somewhere that in some future iteration, I don't know if it's going to be the next one, it's going to have a camera.
It will.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what
we'll see.
In.
I don't know, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, no, I still do need my phone very much.
You do. It's just, you do. It's just,
I love my phone. That's why I'm so stressed out, because I don't have it right now.
How many unlisted voicemails do you have on your phone right now?
Probably a lot. Those aren't even coming through. It's a whole thing.
I wasn't saying it because of that. I'm just saying,
In general, I actually save a lot of voicemails. This is like a
thing.
Yeah, well, like, so I've saved every single voicemail from my grandmother.
Yeah.
And so then I've downloaded all of them as MP3 piles. Yeah. That way I have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying right now I have 43 unlistened voicemails.
Yeah. That would stress me out.
That would stress you out.
Yeah. Are you one of those people who has like a million unread emails in your Gmail?
Well, my point was about the 43 unread. Was only about a year ago this would have been the case.
Mm.
But they're all from my father, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the transcribe, I can
see.
Yeah,
oh, that's true.
Is that part of it, so that changes it. I am not a zero inbox philosophy. I'm actually a very anti-zero inbox person. I think if you have zero inbox, and that's what you're... Well, let me ask you, are you zero inbox? You are. Are you zero inbox?
Many moons ago I was, but I have not been able to keep that up.
Okay,
but zero inbox has two different philosophies. There is zero inbox, like there is nothing in your inbox, and it's all cleaned out and you're done. And then there is zero unread messages.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those people. I like to read
unread.
Everything.
Yeah.
But I used to file everything away and make sure that everything had a home, and it's gotten to the point where it's just so much going on in my inbox. I have to read everything, but it is cluttered in there.
I mean, it's really very interesting. The email problem is something that people have been trying to solve for a long time, like Slack and Basecamp. They all have these different philosophies around it, and it's really just a cluster for most people, and I tried the zero inbox for a while, and I thought it worked to a certain extent, but I just don't. It's hard to sustain, and email becomes something you have to. I think the biggest change that I have to still make is I have to stop being reactive to email. So when an email comes in, the notification comes up, and you know, I can take a quick look and if I need to notify. But then everything becomes something that you have to handle right now.
Right now.
Whereas I have a friend, and actually I think this is even the philosophy over at Basecamp, that you only check your email certain times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times you just don't respond. So if somebody has to wait a couple of hours for a response, that's okay. So
I think that's important. You have to create that expectation. If you're someone who immediately responds to everything, then people assume that that's your normal.
Well, and it's
drive you crazy.
It's caused a lot of time in the work day where you're completely unfocused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're sitting here, we're doing a podcast. We've all presumably put on our do not disturbs.
Right.
So it doesn't.
I didn't get a text. If you know.
No. I noticed. I'm just saying. You know, we've had. I've and I'm not pointing the finger at you because I've done that too.
You should. I am guilty as anybody.
But you know, we all turn it off because we know that there's focus time here. But we don't think of focus time where it's just us and our work as we don't put that on the same level of importance as something like this?
I think that's really interesting, unplugging and making sure you have those moments of not being connected mm-hmm. for your brain are important for personal time, but I've never thought about how important that is for your work balance and mm-hmm. how that's important for the, I guess, quality of work that you do too. I used to have a boss many moons ago at one of the agencies that I worked at who he would not look at his calendar before 5 minutes before the next meeting. So he didn't want to know what the next meeting was about because he wanted to get to every meeting fresh. Hmm. In some ways, you could say, well, you're going to be largely unprepared to every meeting that you go
Sounds
to.
Sounds like me with podcasts.
Yeah. But I think that it actually allowed him to be really focused then because he didn't do all that prep work necessarily, that he was very valuable in mm-hmm. those meetings because he was coming with that fresh first set of eyes and his brain.
I think both answers are right and wrong, right?
It
depends on how it works.
I think it depends on the person, too.
The way you guys are structuring it, just like it totally F's with me, but I don't judge it. I just say, like, I've noticed with, especially when I was doing the wedding stuff, when responding to emails to brides 26, 27 years old, if I responded within 2 days, mm-hmm. they would be thankful that I responded so quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I get... And I know you said, you know, if you set a tone where you respond immediately, I do think that that's how it used to be. But I have found that because sometimes I'm usually up late at night and yeah. I'll respond.
That sets a different tone.
It seems like that the time frame, which to me is ridiculous. Like, I think if you get an email, I used to think, and I've gotten my way out of it, that if you get an email, you need to respond within 3 minutes.
Hmm.
And then it transferred over text messaging. When I was dealing with brides and stuff, I'd get a text message. I'd be like, I should have to reply. So what text messages are to you guys, the younger generation, where you don't have to respond within, unless it's nanny type stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to respond right away.
Right.
Was the way email was. So it's just like kind of gotten pushed down the line.
That's interesting.
You leave a voicemail for somebody. You hope they listen to it. You send them an email. You expect some sort of reasonable time frame of, depending on what it is, anywhere between 4 to 20 to the next day, right? Text messages within a couple of hours. But it used to be where email was immediate, text message was like that at second. So everything has gotten pushed mm-hmm. down the line in terms of the response time.
Right.
So I don't think that if you do respond quickly, which I do, like I had two inquiries come in yesterday in my website. I called them both within 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stressing for a second, a little bit. I got myself right out of that because I'm like, and I called them and they both said, you're the only design company that called me and thank you for calling so soon. And that was 3 hours.
Right.
Whereas growing up for Mariona and I, like business wise, 3 hours was like, are
was
you
an
kidding
eternity.
Me?
Right.
Was well, an eternity.
And I think people understand because email inboxes have become, well, it's interesting because I talk about this all the time to people who want to do email marketing.
That's why I think people are so happy that when they do get a response.
Yes. Email has become a pit of despair.
It's the cold call. You know,
it's the cold calling. And so I have a couple of philosophies around this. First of all, in our support department, we set the expectation that, you know, response time is about 24 hours, 24 business mm-hmm. hours for any support request that comes in through our email inbox. Now, our average is way lower than that. Our average is about 4 hours response time, but people are so surprised by the fact that we respond so quickly to stuff like that. Second of all, I think the other thing that's changed since when we were younger is usually when we would get an email, there weren't as many people on email and there wasn't a lot of marketing on email. Mm-hmm. Whereas now there's a lot more marketing. There's a lot more junk you have to sift through. There's a lot more notifications that come from Amazon because your package just shipped. So I think that, and actually one of the things that I talk about in the conferences that I've done is when you're doing email marketing, people still prefer that as a method for communication. But you have to make sure that the messages that you're sending are relevant to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when I'm talking to optometrists, I say to them, if you're sending email about glasses to someone who doesn't wear glasses, then they're going to judge you and they're going to turn you off right away. And you may not ever get, that may not ever be an effective communication with them ever again.
Right.
So I think that that's the world we live in today. And I think that people are trying to solve that problem. But what ends up happening is you end up just creating a new tool that you have to check. So like Slack, like Basecamp, I think Basecamp has a better implementation than Slack for us, but that's not necessarily true for everybody.
Let me, if your phone isn't working, mm-hmm. right? If you submitted a ticket to Apple, mm-hmm. and within a half hour, Apple called you, would you answer?
Yeah.
Right.
If so my phone worked.
Well, no. Assuming that, right? I know it's a chicken or the
egg. I was messing with you. If they called my desk line or something.
Right.
But
that's what I'm saying. Like, is it that phones are not, you know what I mean? Like, it depends on what you need. So when I get an inquiry, the business owner is going to answer the phone immediately because it's something they need.
Sure.
But in general, like.
Right.
Right.
Well, and you are prepared. Like you're. If somebody calls you out of the blue, like I can't tell you how many phone calls that I get now from people that I just have no idea who they are.
Your solar panels are ready for install. Your car warranty is like those types.
Those kinds of things. The one that I read all the time is you can make up to $10,000 per month just by implementing our program. I'm like,
if I may suggest the app Mr. Number, which I've used now for 2 years, is fantastic with spam.
What's that?
It's an app for, it updates the all the robocalls.
Hey, I like
that. It's doing it right now. I think it's $1.99 a month or $1.99 a year. I forget. It's just nominal. But when the phone call comes up, it'll tell you suggested spam, blah, blah, blah. And on top of it, you can punch in any number you want, and it'll tell you because the community writes what that number is about.
That's nice.
So
as a matter of fact, there's even a movement in the service providers like AT&T and Verizon to start implementing a spam detection service so that it never even reaches your phone. You look totally stressed out right now, Aggie.
You know what it is? I'm really nervous that I can't connect with like my kids right now. That's what it is, because my watch isn't working in here. Mm. And it could be our building. You know, we are right now based in a building made out of concrete, and it could just be that I'm...
Where are they? Are they at camp?
They're at camp, and my daughter has a field trip, and she was having issues with asthma this morning. So I'm just like, mom stress. Okay. She's fine. Like,
she's fine. We know that.
It's just so. Here's the thing. So I have a 4-year-old, and she's had issues with kind of baby asthma her whole life. So it's required a nebulizer. Mm-hmm. Well, when she was little, it wasn't a big deal. Now she's 4. So I have to wrestle her to the ground to basically, while she's having trouble breathing, force her to take an inhaler or a nebulizer. So that's I'm just, you know, nervous, but it'll
and
be okay.
Does she have it with her?
She doesn't have an inhaler with her, but they have the camp has the nebulizer.
And they know the whole process and all that stuff. Yeah. Has she had to use it there?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I just get she's my baby. She's my babiest baby.
Nobody's. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get it.
I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you really?
I do.
Okay. You sure Gina didn't get it better than you got it?
I'm sure Gina got it better than I got it.
Can I see those rubber bands that are tightly wound like a ball right now? Too bad we're not a visual right now.
Oh my God.
She started like this, and now she's like this. And
I feel like I could pull her arm and we'd hear.
I know, you might. I know. It's always a constant.
Why don't you go outside and check your... It's a podcast. Nobody cares. Go check.
Everyone cares.
Nobody will even know.
No, it's okay, because we're going to probably wrap up soon.
Oh. Well, hint. If I've ever seen one. He's going to party in Keyport this weekend.
I know. So I've been married for 11 years this weekend. Yeah. Really excited. And last year we went away for our 10th anniversary. And this year we were like, oh, we should do something, huh? Yeah. What did you do
last year?
We went to upstate New York, Hudson Valley, and like had a nice long weekend.
Okay.
It was lovely. So we actually, two of our best friends have the same wedding date as their anniversary. So we're getting together and doing like a double wedding anniversary date.
Oh,
so we're going to go out in Keyport and party it up.
That's funny. Karen's best friend got married on the same day we did a year later, too.
We got married
on Halloween.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love that.
Yes. And all my friends were like, you guys should dress up. And I'm like, it's my wedding. You guys could dress up if you want.
I am getting dressed up, but not in the way you think I'm getting dressed up.
I'm always dressed up as an asshole. I don't have to do it twice. So you're partying in Keyport.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, which hopefully I make it. I think I'm going to like have one drink deep and be like, mommy needs a nap.
What time are you starting your evening?
Dinner time.
Okay. Will your phone be working by then?
It better be. I'll probably have a new phone by then and maybe a new watch.
I think it's time. Yeah. If you go to the AT&T on Route 35 in the lot that has the Texas Longhorn thing, a restaurant, I've gone there now for 5 years. Every time I go there, I don't know if it's a special AT&T. I don't know what, okay? But I end up with a new phone and a brand new iPad that they give away to everybody who gets a new phone. I'll have to check that out.
I'm Verizon, so maybe I'll have to tell them that's what AT&T does.
That's what the AT&T there does.
Yeah.
Maybe the problem is Verizon.
It could be.
Okay.
We are in the Bell Works, so maybe there's an issue with my Verizon service in here, just lingering historically.
You know, it's not working outside of though, you said, right?
Yeah, well, my watch is. Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's something else that amazes me, just as a side note. The service around this area, if you're not from Homedale, Hazlitt, stinks in terms of cell signals.
Yeah.
And yet this is where AT&T for a number of years had the biggest presence. Their research and development was here. They invented the vacuum tube here. Yep. They invented radio astronomy here. Like all of these technological marvels, but they cannot get the frickin' cellular signal
close
to
the
work.
Belly of the beast.
That might be true.
So ironic.
We are. Maybe it's the opposite of keep your friends closer and get closer. Right. The opposite. Right. You have AT&T?
I have AT&T.
Do you have problems in here?
I don't know. I'm always connected to Wi-Fi,
so
I don't answer the phone. Right. That's true too. No, when I'm at the collab, I don't have any kind of issue with connecting.
Okay. All so,
right. But I'm on Wi-Fi. I'm not on cell.
Yeah, on Wi-Fi. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. Do you want?
You've asked her that like three times this episode. You're nervous for her?
I don't know. After the third time, Karen hits me in the back of the head. Nothing's wrong. And then I find out an hour later that there was something wrong. So that's why I'm making sure.
You're very nice. I'm good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. You have a podcast to do after this. You know that, right?
I do. I'm going to be the guest.
Yes. And it's on video.
Oh, good.
So
I'm
they'll
glad.
Be able to see the...
And I'll make sure to sit
unwind
more
a
comfortably.
Little.
Yeah.
What do you have in there? Vodka?
No.
What is your choice drink of choice?
We call it bubbly water in my house.
No, but in general...
Seltzer.
No, but when you drink.
Oh, drink?
Yeah.
So I like anything with seltzer water. So like vodka soda or anything like that.
I get cranberry seltzer as my restaurant drink because if I don't want to get an alcohol.
Uh-huh.
But usually it ends up in alcohol. Yeah. Mariano?
It's changed. I used to love martinis. And
I do like a margarita.
But I like margaritas too. Mm-hmm. But I also like just tequila with a little club soda and a twist of lime.
The tequila. Wait, didn't you say vodka one time?
But good tequila, not the cheap stuff.
Tequila is the headache drink.
I like tequila if it's in a margarita. Hardcore stuff. Putting it right in a glass. Yeah.
Putting it right in the glass, sipping it.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's very grown up.
The other day when we were all talking, I said...
Because I have gray hairs.
I invited you... Yeah, I care about hair. Any sympathy with people with hair. We talked about... I said, you guys should come to the swim club.
Yes.
Right? And then Mariano says, I can't because I'm going to where? What did you call it?
The beach club.
And he just has to out-sassy me every time.
I'm not trying to out-sassy
you. Like, if I would have said the beach club, he would have been like, I'm going to Dubai.
I'm not...
So, and it's so funny because I actually told my husband, I'm like, you know, we're invited to the pool club, but I don't know if it's going to work out this weekend. He's like, the pool club? Well, we should go. And I'm like, well, you know, Mariano is a member of the beach club. He's like, oh, we should definitely go to the beach club too.
See, this is what I mean. He's always got. So I asked him to go get me a water, and he comes back. With what? Like some
mineral water.
I'm looking at him and he's walking in and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Because
I said, what did I say to you? I said, you were going to get the cold brew. I said, you should get a water for yourself too.
You got a cold brew?
He did get a cold brew. But he comes back with the mineral, who knows what.
It's mineral agua.
Seltzer water.
I cannot deal with this.
It was the only seltzer water they had. Seriously.
In the end, I would say that for business, email is still going to be extremely important.
Absolutely, but highly targeted, so that way it matters to whoever is actually opening it.
But don't you think that social media has made it more targeted in some ways? Because it feels like I'm getting less spam now, although the filter's a lot better, right? Mm-hmm. With especially if you use G Suite. But because of everybody trying to target you or poorly on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on DMs and Instagram, that I'm getting less and less with the email stuff, but I'm getting more and more with the social and with the phones.
Mm-hmm. I think those are two different things. I think with social, we know that, you know, algorithmically you're being shown what they think is interesting to you, so that can reduce the amount of stuff that you see. And from emails, at least email marketers are moving to it being behavioral-based emails, meaning that they're automatically triggered based on your behavior.
Yeah, and that's true that a lot of email services now have workflows attached to them.
Yep.
So if you click a certain link, you're segmented demographically to begin with, mm-hmm. but then if you click on a certain link, then you're going to be shown one email as opposed to another email. Mm-hmm. So
the best thing to do is to not select gender, because I don't, and I know this is going to sound like a joke, but I'm not making it a joke. The amount of DMs that I get that are sexually porn related, because I'm male on Instagram, it probably far outweighs what a female does if they choose female.
I think I've gotten maybe one.
So what I'm saying is, when you select gender, there's always male, female, don't disclose. Mm-hmm. If you're a dude and you, like, I always think to put male, and I do put male, but it ends up that you, I can't tell you, they're countless.
Huh.
And I don't follow any, like, scandal, whatever, any Trump-like type
nice CYA followers. Right there.
Huh?
Karen, if you're listening, I don't follow anything like that.
No, but I get it. I'm like, Karen, look. She can tell. She won't even listen to the podcast. Doesn't matter. But it's interesting because the male part, I think, experiences a whole different thing. But there's the other side. Like, there's this funny meme. We're all adults here, so we can handle this. There's... there's a picture of a woman at a press conference or something like that, and the comment will be selected female as gender, and there's 50 microphones right in front of her face, so it makes it look like there's an influx of guys showing, So the experience just by selecting the gender, forget all the other stuff, just selecting the gender can be far different.
Well, and actually, I know we're close to the end of time here, but. An interesting book.
How optimistic of you. I know, yes.
Well, hold on. I'm going to get the... I think it's technically... hold on.
Okay, we'll hold on.
Kindle.
How you doing, Aggie?
Good, how are you?
We're checking out in about a minute or two.
Yeah.
Well, the...
This is like the pilot episode of Seinfeld.
I know. It feels very awkward.
You don't really
awkward.
Watch Seinfeld. I know. Yeah. Aggie knows. I'm trying to buy time, dude.
There's a book called Technically Wrong. Which I actually just read, and it's a very interesting book about how most technology in today's day and age has been developed by people who all look the same, white males, and the questions that they think to ask on web forms and applications are targeted towards a specific gender, demographic, et cetera. I know you probably already have thoughts about it, but
goes to the SAT stuff. Like, even African American men say there's questions on the SAT that don't relate to me at all.
Yeah,
right. The president's trying to put something on the census.
You're right. About the citizenship.
I believe it totally.
So I would highly actually recommend this. Technically Wrong. Just as a very interesting read.
I don't read. I don't.
All right,
I don't
audiobook. Audiobook.
Oh no! Don't say that.
No, I don't read books.
I've made a concerted effort to start reading more for myself this year. I've already been reading to my kids for years. Like, I'm in the middle of Harry Potter with Tatiana, and we're reading Matilda with Gemma.
Yeah.
But this book, Technically Wrong, if you don't read, even if you don't read, I think it has some really interesting anecdotes and
I'll absorb stories. The content that you take.
I share.
And put on the podcast. Yeah. No, okay. I'm not going to lie. Don't care about reading.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
Why?
Because I go to the library every week.
That's great.
To pick out a book.
But I don't think that you're going to have a better life than me because I don't read.
No, that's fair. I think I just I enjoy it
you
so
enjoy
much.
It, yeah,
it
absolutely.
Makes me sad that you don't enjoy it. But if you don't enjoy it, don't enjoy it.
Yeah. It makes me sad you didn't see Gladiator. But
that's fair. That's
okay.
Fair.
Episode 148 is in the can. Thanks for this random episode of stuff. look for it in your email. Bye.
Bye.